in, and we go to Anne in Wellesley, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross, WQOM. Anne, you're on with Father Vincent Serpa.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes. My question doesn't have such a sense of humor to it. Sorry.
That's okay. Father
Serpa, you received a caller 2 weeks ago who asked you about the unforgivable sin toward the Holy Spirit.
Right.
My question has several parts. To recap, you mentioned that the sin was a way of short-circuiting ourselves, that the unforgivable sin is the unwillingness to accept the Holy Spirit's power to help us. Is this a deep down as a matter of faith? In other words, if we go to confession, but we don't feel forgiven or we don't forgive ourselves, does that belie an unwillingness to accept the Holy Spirit's power to help us?
Absolutely not.
Can it be?
Absolutely
no?
Not. No. The feelings have nothing. I mean, our holiness is the result of our will, our intellect and our will, not how we feel. Our Lord didn't feel loving when he was hanging on the cross. He felt pain. How we feel, you know, our culture tells us that we are what we feel, and we just aren't. We aren't what our feelings. Our feelings are not us. They're what we experience, but they're not us. They don't say who we are. Thank God, because sometimes we don't feel that great, you know. Being forgiven is having the Lord forgive you, not having you feel forgiven. The reality is that He forgives you. The reality isn't that you feel forgiven, because as I said last time, I also said last time that you can, for example, you can feel guilty and not be guilty, and you can be guilty and not feel guilty. Feelings are auxiliary generators. They do not, they give thrust to our actions, but they don't determine the goodness or the badness of what we do. So the fact that you don't feel forgiven has nothing to do with the reality itself. That's just a feeling. That's all. And if you look at the feeling and I recognize what it is, this is a feeling I'm experiencing, then you're not one with it anymore. You're recognizing that it's not you, it's a part of you, and it's something you can talk about, you know, apart from yourself. So, because we get up in the morning and we feel groggy or sleepy or whatever, does not determine that we're not loved by God in the morning because we don't feel that we're loved by Him. Or by anybody else, you know. We don't. The reality of whether another person loves us doesn't depend on how much we feel loved. It depends on how much they're willing to love us, and then they demonstrate it in various ways. The most convincing way of demonstrating love is by sacrificing for the one we love, because it's not easy to do. So it's not just a matter of words. One is willing to go further and deny oneself for the benefit of the one loved. So you're forgiven, you know. The unforgivable sin isn't a matter of feeling, you know. It's what you will. If you will to say, you know, God can't forgive me, then you're not letting Him forgive you, and that's why it's unforgivable, because you don't want you're denying the forgiveness. But you want to be forgiven, so that you can't possibly be sinning in that way, because you want to be forgiven. You get it?
Right,
I mean, you see
tell,
that?
Because you tell yourself that you want to be forgiven. I mean, you can tell yourself that, right?
And
it's not about if you pushed people away, because the Holy Spirit uses people to help us. And if you push all other people away, all our loved ones, and but you're still sorry for it, then
whatever you're sorry for, the Lord will forgive, you know, no matter what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I always have a hard time with that feeling stuff, will and intellect versus feeling. So I'm not surprised at your answer.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I'm glad this helped. Take care.